It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming. It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
Hey there, my name is Cindy Liming, your host of your Daily Dose of Awesome, where I talk about adding a little more awesome into your life. It is a busy Sunday, and I was fortunate enough to get a little bit of a nap, and then I have to hurry up and record for just a few minutes, and then I have to run off to my son's basketball game, which I'm really excited about because he's in the dunk contest, and he's in the Rising Stars game here in our community. So I'm excited to head out there. But I had to hurry up and record just for a few minutes right now because we have a busy evening. So I just wanted to recap a little bit from last week about how I talked about creating more time in your day so that you don't have to multitask. And I did create a free printable on my website. It's www.yourdailydoseofawesomepodcast.com. And it's a printable where you can write down what you'll do if you get a 5, 15, or 30-minute break. And this week has been so much better as far as taking a break here and there. In my community of Amherst, Ohio, every once in a while we have this thing called Family First Night. And I've never heard of it anywhere except for in my town, but if you have some sort of leadership in your town, you should definitely start this cool tradition. On this particular day, none of the teachers are to assign any type of homework, and there aren't any sports or practices or anything on this night either. And we're encouraged as families to spend some time together or maybe go out to eat at some of the local restaurants in my town because there's a lot of really great places to eat. So since we had a free evening, I took my kids out to eat, and it was wonderful to be able to go out and eat together since we are rarely together. And we went to one of my favorite restaurants. It's called Sail and Ales. So if you're ever in Amherst, Ohio, Sail and Ales is definitely a place you should check out. And it did start out a little rocky as the kids were hungry and we just got out of school and they were tired. So at first there was some bickering. And then Haley actually stepped in and decided that we were going to play one of our favorite restaurant games. So I don't even know the name of it, but what you have to do is you have a category. So like our category was animals, and you start with the letter A and name all the animals that you can that start with the letter A and then the letter B and so on. And it was really funny though, because out of the four of us, I was always the last one to think of an animal. But it was really fun. So if you have small children, it's a game that all ages will enjoy, especially while waiting at a restaurant. And even if you don't have kids, you still might enjoy playing this game like with your spouse. So for more information about restaurant games, go back to my episode number 21, where I talk about how to make waiting fun. And then after that, we came home and McKenna and I watched Untamed Heart, which is like a old movie from like, I don't know, when I was a teen. So like maybe the early 90s, late 80s. It's one of my favorite movies with Christian Slater in it and Marissa Tomei. And I just love that movie. And I cried again. And I'm not sure if you've ever watched the movie, but it's definitely something fun to watch with like your teenage daughter. So as far as finding ways to take a small break every day this week, I didn't really get a chance to do that, but I did take a nice long one on Family First Night. But today, the awesomeness that I bring to you is how I seem to have gotten a burst of energy, which is shocking. Seriously, every day this week, I have felt like a brand new person. And I think part of the reason is because I've been eating so much better, but that's not the only reason. So I have some other reasons why I think I've been having some more energy and actually feeling pretty healthy without doing a whole lot. So up next, I will talk about the small changes I've made. And back to the awesomeness. I would say about 2 weeks ago, I was really feeling like I was in a rut. I mean, I was grumpy at work. I'm a fifth grade teacher, if you're a new listener, and I was grumpy at home and I felt tired all the time. And I just wanted to be in bed and sleeping and resting all the time. And I was feeling unmotivated and overwhelmed. But all of a sudden this week was so not the case. In fact, I thought it was kind of interesting. My 14-year-old daughter, McKenna, also noticed that she'd been feeling better as well. I didn't even bring it up to her. I'd been thinking about it, but I didn't even say anything. And she got in the car when I was picking her up from theater, and she said, "You know, Mom, I've been feeling pretty good lately, and I'm not really sure why, but I do. I don't really feel tired." And oddly, I told her that I was thinking the same thing about myself. So we got to thinking, what changed this week for both of us? Well, one, the sun here in Ohio has been out more and we've had more daylight time due to the time change. And actually, you'd think we would be more exhausted since we lost an hour of sleep, but honestly, I haven't felt this healthy in a long time. And then second, we have been eating out, eating almost all organic food due to Brandless. And normally we barely eat anything organic because it seems like when I go to the grocery store, anything organic is more expensive than the non-organic food. So the things that we have eaten from Brandless this week was the salad dressing, the pancake mix and syrup, the veggie chips, the salsa, nacho chips, and a bunch of other snacks such as Gouda cheese bites and dried mangoes. Oh, and the spaghetti sauce and the honey is amazing also. Now, I'm not sure if that's what made us feel so healthy, but you do have to remember that typically, like before Brandless came into our lives, we don't eat a lot of... In fact, we don't really eat anything organic. So switching from convenience foods to organic foods was definitely a big change because pretty much everything that we were eating was organic. But it's definitely something that that is different and way out of our routine. So we've cut back, way back, on food that's not organic. But there's more. So I don't know if you've ever heard of Arbonne, but I love Arbonne products. And Arbonne has healthy products for the body inside and out. So they have like hair and makeup products and so much more. And here's a description of their products from their website. So it says, they're naturally inspired and scientifically tested by integrating the most beneficial botanical ingredients from nature with the principles of green chemistry. We craft products with integrity, expertise, and innovation. And we do it responsibly, taking care of our earth at the same time. And that's the end of the quote there. And just so you know, no one's paying me to say this. I just really like their stuff. And in addition to that, my son Christian, who's 17, is working on building more muscle. So from Arbonne, I purchased 2 bags of the chocolate protein shake. And because I'm always looking to be healthier, I thought I'd try doing a little reset by, I tried this Arbonne diet that I saw on Pinterest that was like totally doable for me. So basically what it was that I had the chocolate protein shake in the morning mixed with water, and I think it tastes actually really good. I know some other protein shakes, they don't taste good with water or anything like that, but I drank mine with water, which I don't always do. But for my kids, I make them a really good smoothie with this chocolate shake mix, and then I blend a banana and vanilla yogurt and peanut butter together in the blender for them with milk. And they tell me that's really fantastic. So, but I wasn't drinking it that way. So with the reset that I'm doing, I have to cut out dairy for now, except though for my creamer, because I have to have coffee in order to function in society. So I am one of those people. And then I have a shake mixed with water again for lunch. And then all day I drink the Arbonne Body Cleanse. And about a year ago, I bought the cleanse, but it tasted really bad. Like, it tasted like watered down, like warm soy sauce. I don't really know how else to describe it, but I didn't like it. But this time I had no idea that there was a much better flavor until it arrived in the mail. I just ordered the cleanse thinking that they hadn't changed the flavor and I was just going to drink it anyway. But it came in the mail and it's a lemon ginger flavor and I really like it. It tastes just like lemonade. So it was really, really easy for me to drink this time. And then at dinner time, I was having a healthy meal like a salad. So I was only on day 4 when I was writing the notes up for this episode. And let's see. So technically, I think I'm on day 6 now. But at day 4, and I haven't weighed myself since, I had lost 2 pounds so far. The last time, though, I did this, I lost 9. When all is said and done. But I will only drink the cleanse for a week as recommended, but I think I'm going to continue with the shake in the morning and at lunch because it's been really great. I've noticed that I'm not hungry at all. Normally I get hungry around 10 o'clock in the morning and I'll eat candy and then, cause that's what I have in my classroom. But this week that's not happened at all. Since I've been eating this way, I noticed I'm not hungry when I get home from school either. And, I used to eat a pretty healthy lunch of solid foods, such as a salad or some kind of fruit at lunch. And that was when I was eating solid foods, and I would still come home and be hungry. But with the shakes, I'm not hungry when I come home after school either. And then, oddly, my energy level, I'm not overly energized, like jittery, but I feel like I'm a healthy energized. For lack of a better word, I don't know how else to explain that. So, I'm really not sure how to pinpoint what exactly has made me feel better since I tried a few things all at once. But to sum it up, if you've been feeling a little low and exhausted or stressed or in a slump, you may need to fix yourself from the inside out. And keep in mind, like, I think I walked on the treadmill once this week too. So this is like without really exercising at all. But so perhaps try one of the following or all 3 like I did, because as a busy working mom, this was totally doable. And I lost 2 pounds, which that's okay. That's, you know, I would love to lose more, but I really like how I've been feeling. So here are the things that I did. So number 1, maybe eat more organic food. Number 2, eat more fruits and vegetables. Number 3, I cut out sugar. Number 4, do a cleanse by trying the Arbonne Lemon Ginger Cleanse or something else. There's other homemade cleanses on Pinterest, but I've not tried those, so I really can't say how those are. But definitely the Arbonne Lemon Ginger one is very easy to drink. And then I try having 2 protein shakes made with water. And what I did was I substituted my breakfast and my lunch with a shake, and I did not need a snack in between. So like I said, I've only lost 2 pounds. So if you're looking to lose weight, you may have to, give this a go for more than a week. And like I said, I'm going to keep going with it and maybe I'll lose more. So I'll have to check back in with you guys. But if I'm lucky, I think I actually have a habit because, I feel great. So I'm hoping that this will become a habit. I buy my Arbonne from my friend Jody Parker, and, I will be leaving her website on my website, which is www.yourdailydoseofawesomepodcast.com. So, her name is Jody Parker, and, she does have a website that you can order from, and that's how I do it, and it comes right to my house, so I really don't like to have to drive anywhere. So if you haven't noticed, I like to get things delivered right to the house. But anyway, please reach out to me and let me know what you try, or if you have any other tips to share on how to have healthy energy, because would really, really love to hear from you. And you can always reach out to me either on Anchor with a voice recording, and maybe I can use your message in an upcoming episode. You can also leave a comment in my Facebook group by searching Your Daily Dose of Awesome. And I'm also on Instagram at Your DD of Awesome or on Twitter at Cindy Liming, and that is C-Y-N-D-I, and Liming is L-I-M-I-N-G. And you can always email me at yourddofawesome@gmail.com. So I hope you've gotten a dose of awesome from this episode, and if so, please share and subscribe. And if you need more awesomeness, you can always check out my website where I have all of the things that I talk about on my podcast, again, at www.yourdailydoseofawesomepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.